fact for all of us.
Yes, Lord.
We're on our way home.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. You got to say amen.
Amen.
I'll start with verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Yes.
The title of this message is that we have everything we need.
Amen.
We have everything that we need to serve God. This is supposed to be Men's Day, but that's okay too, but this is the day that the Lord has made.
Right.
And let us all rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the day that God has made is the way of an escape. That's the day, and that day name is Jesus.
Amen.
See, if you walk uprightly in him this day, you make it through this chaotic part of it. Because he said, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of time.
Right.
Yeah. Simon Peter, a servant. We're servant in the Greek means doulos, or slave, or bond servant. In the scripture, it's rendered bond man, one who was in a permanent relation of servitude to another one whose will was completely subject to the will of another. Peter was apart from any service he rendered at any given moment. So the focus is on relationship, not the service. Because if you don't have a relationship, how can you have a service? If you don't know what you're doing, how can you explain to somebody else who you are? If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you don't have a righteous conversation.
Amen.
Come on, give God some
praise. Amen.
You can't walk into any establishment, I'll just use McDonald's, and go right in because they hired you and start making hamburgers. You got to first find out how to make the hamburgers. Then you can satisfy the customers as they come in and they won't lose their mind because you don't know what you're doing. You can't tell nobody about Jesus Christ, how good he is, if you're not walking upright before him in his path of righteousness.
Amen.
You can't do this and do that and tell me that Jesus Christ is in your life when your spirit don't bear witness with my spirit.
Come on now.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm talking about being a servant. You just can't serve Jesus any way you want to.
Come on now.
You got to serve him according to the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
The instructions and the directions.
Right.
Because the instructions and the direction will correct you and reprove you and reprove you and reprove you over and over again so that you won't go the wrong way. People always tell me about this denomination and that denomination, and I want to tell them so bad. Why don't you lift up Jesus?
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me about you a Baptist or a Catholic and
come
all that,
now.
Because Catholic didn't go to the cross.
Yeah.
Baptist didn't carry it.
Right.
Presbyterian didn't bleed glory to God. So you tell me about the one who did all those things that the word said.
Yes. Amen.
And now said, follow me as I follow Christ.
That's right.
But don't follow me if I'm not following Christ.
Come on now.
Glory to God. He's just an echo in the woods.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's not about service, it's about relationship. One who gives himself up to the will of another. I don't know about you, but I gave my life up to Jesus. See, I didn't do it on my own, but he called me into his righteousness in the midst of my circumstances, just like he called you.
Amen.
You had some circumstances, situations that you was in before you got saved. God called you out of them to let you know that he's the new way. He's a better way that you can live. And you took hold to it. And you declared his salvation and received him into your heart and life. But that's not the end of it. That's the start. Glory to God. And Pastor Keith is teaching in the Bible study, he's teaching about the three levels of salvation. We are saved, but today we are being saved, and tomorrow we are being saved, and from now on we are being saved. And then we're trying to get to the final part of it, is that we shall be saved. We are not completely saved yet. We got to work on it, glory to God. Paul said we got to die daily, glory to God. We got to die out to this walk of the flesh. We got to die to this mindset of the flesh, glory to God. Sometimes you just tell your flesh to shut up because I'm too busy dying today, glory to God. I'm too busy shaking this off myself. I'm too busy getting rid of this mess that I've been walking in. I'm too busy dying today. So you need to be quiet and hold on because I'm going along the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, give me a hand. Not only was he a servant, he was an apostle, a delegate, an ambassador of Christ, a messenger, he that is sent. See, Peter wasn't sent to give us salvation. Jesus Christ is the sent one. He came. He died, he bled, he did all those things. He manifested himself in the flesh, dwelt among us, walked among us, fought the good fight of faith among us, so that he could be the pattern, glory to God, so that we'll be able to fight the works of the flesh, so that we can be able to fight that good fight, so we can pull down strongholds. But without him, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Jesus Christ, because he gives us the strength to do it and the authority to do it. Glory to God. He said, if you use my name, everything will be all right. In a paraphrase, he said, if you lift me up and glorify my name, I'll be with you whithersoever you go. Come on and give it some praise.
Amen.
I'm just making it plain and simple.
Come on now.
He that is sent. Jesus came and became the pattern for us. Now we are sent. We must go forth. We must live the life that Jesus lived. We must persevere. We must endure. We must walk upright. We must fight, glory to God. A lot of times we want to serve Jesus on pins and needles. Glory to God. We got so much problems, so many circumstances that we like on pins and needles. Like Jesus ain't going to come to your rescue. He ain't coming, glory to God, because you're not in the right position to receive him. When you get in the right position to receive God, then he'll come to your rescue. When you become that servant that you're supposed to become, glory to God, he'll always be by your side. Now, I know we are not that perfect. We are finite, and God is infinite, glory to God. But the infinite is in you and I, glory to God. And it's helping us to die out today. It's helping us to live on, glory to God, that life that he's given us. So don't look at the finite, glory to God, but look at the infinite that was before the finite, glory to God. The one who stepped out of nothing and said, Christ told us the light to shine, and the moon and the stars he created, and the trees and the beasts. He became all of this, and then he turned around and he created you and I, and we had nerve enough to transgress against the all-powerful God, not knowing anything about it, glory to God. Adam didn't know anything about God, he didn't, glory to God. Only God knows all, sees all, and hears all, but Adam thought he knew all, but he didn't know enough. If he knew enough, he wouldn't have transgressed.
Come on now. Amen.
No, it used to be a brother Rex Rodney Walton used to always say, That jumper need to be taken out back and shot. But you can't kill him that way. You got to persevere. You got to pull down his strongholds. Yeah. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you. But you got to believe in these things, because if you don't believe in it, it ain't going to work for you. Glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. If you don't believe in it, you don't know how to ask and when to ask. Glory to God. Sometimes we ask amiss, and Jesus might tell us that's not the way. Glory to God. He might let you know that I'm the way, but you got to settle down and let me have my way in your life. Glory to God. If you don't let him have his way in your life, then your life is born unto you. Come on and give God some praise. He was an apostle. Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, that word Jesus Christ. In the gospel, he was the Messiah. In the epistles, he's the one who humbled himself. But now he's exalted and glorified as Christ. The exalted one. Hallelujah. The one that's living on the inside of us.
Amen.
The one that gives you strength every day.
That's right.
The one that God guards over you when you lie down and sleep.
Yeah.
The one that watches you when you're driving your car.
Amen.
The one that go before you and make the crooked places straight.
Yeah.
And the high places low.
Amen.
That's the one living on the inside of you. Glory to God. I know he's invisible. We can't see him. But he bear witness with our spirit to let us know that we have his salvation. And today he is saving us, glory to God, because we are walking uprightly before him, glory to God. We have the power that's in us to move the mountains. Jesus said, if you say unto yon the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it should obey you. And the reason it should obey you is because you believe in the one that's on the inside that's able to do the power. The one that gives you the authority to say it, glory to God. God give us the authority to speak his word, glory to God. Not to shut it up, glory to God, but to speak it. His life must flow from us, glory to God, and touch somebody else and save them, glory to God, and lift them up and glorify them in Jesus just like we are. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. A servant of Jesus Christ. To them that have, talking about us, to them that have obtained. Now let's talk about that word obtained. In the book of Acts 1 and 17, they obtained by lots. And Peter, one day he stood up in the midst of the disciples, and it was concerning Judas Iscariot. And he said about his character, he was telling the disciples, he said, he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Denotes to, the word for that is lacheno, denotes to draw by lots or to obtain by casting lots, and is translated his lot. I like that, his lot. But the point I'm getting at is that you and I, just like Iscariot, was numbered to be a part of this ministry, of this church, of the body of Christ. We was numbered to be pastors. We was numbered to be elders. We was numbered to be ushers. We was numbered to be the members of this church. We was numbered, glory to God, to be the saints of God. We was numbered by the power of God. Even before the creation ever created, glory to God, we was already in Christ, glory to God. We was numbered. I come on more shaka to be saved. We were numbered to be delivered. We were numbered to be healed. We were numbered, glory to God. We were not considered. We were numbered, but number me that is done, glory to God. We were numbered to serve him, glory to God. We were numbered to lift him up as Christ and Lord, and still our Savior, still our delivery, glory to God. He's saving us today, glory to God. He's washing us in his blood today so that we can be cleansed today by his word, glory to God. He's keeping and he's protecting us along the way. So we ought to give him some praise, glory to God, and not your circumstances, glory to God. We ought to give him all the attention and not your problem, glory to God, because he's the only one that can solve your problem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He said, we have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. See, we all got this. It ain't no little you and big eyes and all that other stuff. It ain't no pastors only and teachers only. Glory to God. It's the body of Christ. So we all have attained.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We all have attained this like precious faith. That is by it's being allotted to them. That's us. And not by acquiring it for themselves, but divine grace. An act independent of human meddling. Glory to God. Man didn't have anything to do with this. Glory to God. He messed it up. Glory to God. But he didn't know God because God had already cleaned it up. Glory to God. It was just not the right time for him to unfold his plan for man to retrieve him back unto himself. Glory to God. God don't work by time. We're the one to set up in the time. Glory to God. He declared the end from the beginning. Glory to God. He didn't need no 6 days, 7 days. He created that for man. Glory to God. He didn't need the birds and the bees. He was just expressing himself. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He didn't need man. Glory to God. He was just expressing himself. Thank God he expressed himself in us. Glory to God. We are the highest being that he created. That means that we have his character and his nature. Glory to God. We are unlike the animals. Glory to God. Who don't have the character and the nature. Glory to God. They don't need salvation. But we do. Glory to God. So before man transgressed, he didn't need salvation because he was already complete in Christ.
Yes.
But he decided to change his mind. But God unfolded the plan, glory to God. And the plan was his son Jesus, and he sent him to walk among us, to tell him about the Father, glory, the will of the Father, and the will that he wants us back unto himself. Come on and give it some praise. We think because we have grace, we have excuses.
My Lord, my
no excuses, sir, God. You say, well, what do you mean by that? We think because we have grace and we can do something, well, I ain't gonna worry about it because I can go to Jesus and repent. But he said that them that know to do good and do it not, to them it's kind of their sin. And sin has consequences.
Amen.
It's a seed sowing, and when you sow a seed, it's going to grow something because it's life.
Right.
It's a reproduction. So it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So if you sow some bad seed in your life, the harvest is coming up because it has to reproduce itself. And it was planted for you because you planted it. So nobody else is going to reap your harvest but you. When I came to that realization of what God was talking about, I got so afraid I didn't know what to do. But God said, you're not perfect because you're going to make some more mistakes and you're going to do some intentional ones, glory to God. He said, but you remember this one thing. He said, I know your heart, and God know your heart. If he looked down in your heart and see his righteousness, see that you have a strong desire to serve him no matter what, glory to God, then God would accept your repentance, glory to God, and receive you back unto the fold. And you can get back on the right path and start up again. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. But you can't do it any old kind of way.
Amen.
Just because you've got grace.
Come on now.
It's sufficient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The bad harvest comes is sufficient also.
Amen.
Glory to God. When you start receiving a lot of people today, they done regressed in life, and they are older, and they done went through some things, they done had some experience, and they look back on their life now that they are Christian, and they wonder, why am I this way? Why am I sick all the time? Why am I am I that and why am I this? Glory to God. Don't worry about that. Jesus done taken care of that. Glory to God. He's still a healer. Well, maybe you're not the healer, but he's still the healer. He's still a strong deliverer. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. But if you quit believing that he's not, you won't be healed and you won't be delivered. Glory to God. He's still a soul saver. He's still a way maker. Glory to God. He's still the right door. Glory to God. He's still looking at the lifted up one. Glory to God. He's still the righteous. Glory to God. He's still God. He doesn't change because you change. Glory to God. He came to change you and I. Glory to God. He don't need any change. Glory to God. Because he made it all the way perfect and he left it up to us. Glory to God. That's why he said, behold, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom so you can make it. Glory to God. To that final stage and that final stage that we're going to be home. And not in this land anymore. We're going to another land, glory to God. It's not made by hand, glory to God, but it's made by Jesus Christ. And he's got a preservation just for you and I. Come on, give it some praise.
Amen.
Grace. You know what grace is? Grace was a free gift. It was a free gift. We obtained that like precious faith with us through, Peter said, with us. You obtained it, I obtained it through the righteousness of God. Our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That means that it's a righteous ordinance or decree of acquittal. The relationship and the fellowship. We're not on death row anymore.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
We are not acquitted. We are free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They don't have to go back and keep no records because those records are no longer existing.
Come on now.
Jesus said he put them in the sea of forgetfulness. He washed it with his blood. So they can't go back and get those records anymore. You're free, glory to God. And from this moment forward, you are free. You are still free to worship him. You are still free to call on his name. And when you call on his name, glory to God, you're free to be saved. I don't know about you. We don't know our future, glory to God. Not included the next moment. We don't know what's going to happen the next moment. But Jesus done already surveyed out the pastor. He know the grass is green, glory to God. And he done made a way so that we can make a way through his power and his glory. So all we got to do is lift up him and praise his holy name and call him and let him know that we know that he is our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer and our leader and our guide. Come on and get God. Grace, free gift, that undeserved favor.
Right.
It said, grace and peace multiply. I like the grace and the peace because it's not separate. If you got grace, then I got to go back to the title. We have everything that we need.
Amen.
If you got grace, glory to God, you got peace.
Amen.
If you got grace, you got joy.
Amen.
If you got grace, you got healing.
Come on now.
If you got grace, glory to God, you're free. If you got grace, you got strength.
That's right.
If you got grace, you got a right to call his name. I don't care where you go. You can go among a thousand more. What's that lady name? Madam O'Hara, you go among a thousand of them, but you are free to call his name.
Yeah.
You can go where you want to go because you are free. And if they don't lack your vocabulary, glory to God, when you talk about Jesus Christ, Jesus says, shake the dust off your feet and move on, glory to God. If they don't want to hear it, he had already raised up somebody someplace that will hear that. Free. gift, undeserved favor, multiplied. That means an increase. The scripture said, where sin abound, does grace abound much more? Or where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That means he took over that which was lost.
That's right.
The stronger one took over. Glory to God. It wasn't by man's hands, but it was by the hand of the Father that sent the sent one, Jesus. And when Jesus comes, that's why John said, behold, there's one coming greater than I. I didn't have anything to do with his coming. But the Father let me know that he was coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus didn't come and then reveal himself, but to reveal God, which is the Father, reveal him and reveal himself in him. Yeah. Glory to God. That's why the Holy Ghost fell upon him and he come up out of that water. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I well please. Glory to God. The sent one, glory to God. The revealed one. He revealed him, glory to God. That's why John said, I'm not worthy to tie his shoes, glory to God. Hallelujah. But I will receive him. You got to receive Jesus Christ, glory to God. Not just because of salvation, but you got to receive him so that you can keep on keeping on, walk upright before him, pulling down a stronghold, glory to God. Going about your free will, glory to God. Doing your work, glory to God. Sleeping and getting up again, glory to God. You don't lie down in fear, glory to God, for fear you won't get up. Let me tell you something. Don't do that, because God might just not let you get up, glory to God. You need to lie down expecting to get up. I don't know about you, but when I lie down, I expect to get up. I don't always get a good rest because I'm constantly fighting the old nature man. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph always in Christ Jesus. So I can lay down, glory to God, and be safe. And get up and be safe, glory to God. You might have your alarm turned on, all your windows balled up, and boarded up, glory to God. Got iron bars. But if the thief wants to get in, he can get in, glory to God. But if the blood of Jesus up on your home, when you lay down, you ought to declare, glory to God. Then the thief can't enter in, glory to God. Because he don't have any interest. He don't have any power. He won't even see your home. He'll pass by and go next door. Come on and give God this praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus was teaching the disciples parable about the thief. He said, if the strong man of the house had known the thief was coming, he would have prepared for him. But he didn't know it was coming. So he took his house. If you're not prepared for the thief that tried to come, not through the sheep gate, but try to come another way.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Come on. If you're not prepared for that thief, glory to God. He's on the inside. There's two in here. The old nature, the new nature. One is a thief and a murderer.
Yeah.
If you don't prepare for him, then you can't fight him.
Amen.
If you don't prepare for him, you don't know when he's coming. But the one on the inside called Jesus will let you know the thief is. Let you know the thief is on his way. Glory to God. I come home and on my way home a lot of time, and God just touched me, and I get that funny feeling in my belly. And I say, God, what is this? And God let me know that he was warning me ahead of time that you're about to enter in to a battle that's always a big fight for you. See, everybody have a big fight. My fight might not be big enough for you. Or it might be too big for you. Your fight might be too big for me. So he let me know that I'm about to encounter. Leave me alone. I don't like to be encountered. Why you got to go through all that mess? Just leave me alone. And I said, God, why you doing? Why you take this away? He said, if you take this away, then you won't know what the thief is going to do. You won't know when he's going to attack you. And I won't be there to help you. Okay, God, let it stay. You know. But I'm saying that God will warn you and let you know. See, you don't have to be defeated. God will, but you got to study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
You got to feed yourself on a daily basis.
Amen.
Wheat, vegetables, and meat and all that stuff. This is the greatest food ever.
Come on,
right here, from cover to cover. Mm-hmm. It's everything that we have need.
Yeah.
It's more than ABC vitamins. It's better than iron and vitamin D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got strength vitamin D haven't seen. And never will have. Because man's messed in it. And it's not a true D or a true A, B, and C vitamin. They say one a day vitamin. Well, I got my one a day vitamin right here. Hallelujah. Because that one a day vitamin is not worth taking. I went and bought a bottle of calcium. I didn't know that calcium come from rocks. I found out he had some big pills. I still take some big pills. I said to myself, there's more rocks in this thing than you can shake a stick at. And if you don't swallow it right, it will choke you. But what I'm saying, trust in the Lord, like the word said, always lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path.
Yeah.
Amen.
He'll lift
Amen.
You up. He'll keep you. He'll strengthen you.
Yes, he will.
He won't let you down.
Yeah.
He won't leave you.
Yeah.
See, we have to live by this word. God declared that way back in the Old Testament. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God shall man live by. That's good or bad. Glory to God. If you're going to live bad, that's what you're going to live by. If you're going to do good, you're going to live by the goodness of God. He said, man shall live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. And one word that proceeded out of his mouth, one scripture said that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's the one that stick with me all the time. Glory to God. I don't want to be sowing no bad stuff. I want to sow some good stuff. I want the good stuff to outweigh the bad stuff.
That's right.
Glory to God. I don't want the scale even or unbalanced. Glory to God. Because if you listen to the mess all the time, it's going to be unbalanced.
Come on, God. Amen.
A lot of people watch television. It's for information and all that stuff. But I'm not a television person when it comes to the news. I'm not that person, you know. I'll look at a little bit of it and all that stuff. See, because you can get caught up in the news and miss out on the glory. That's right. You can get caught up in the news, glory to God. You can spend hours before the television watching ABC or NBC or whatever station it is. And when you can't give God, God only asked for us to tithe 10 minutes, glory to God. That's only 2 hours. We can't give them 2 hours here, but we can give the TV 4 hours, glory to God. We got to change our perspective and our vision, glory to God. We got to look beyond this world because we're not part of this world. We're in it, but we're not part of it. We got to look past it and look up to the heart and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. And when we look unto him, he will surely bring us out all of the mess that we can find or get ourselves in. Come on and give me some praise. Okay, I'm heard along, Brother Teresa. Sin reigned unto death. Grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And then it goes on to talk about knowledge. And I'm going to read that. It says, divine power was given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to the glory and virtue. Knowledge means to know, or to acquire knowledge, or to become acquainted with, or to get to know. So just like I said about that McDonald's, glory to God, if you don't know how to make them sandwiches, they gonna fire you. If you don't acquire the knowledge of God how shall you live?
Right.
Amen.
Jesus builds the house. He said, if the house is going to be built, it's got to be built by him. If we don't get acquainted with him, then how are we going to know him? People running around talking about that. I was at to watch that program. It was a program, but I'm kidding. It was a program with Morgan Freeman. I think that's his name.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
By God.
Yeah.
He went all over the world asking other folks' opinion. Archaeologists and all that stuff, looking in the tomb and all that stuff. I said, God, they're looking in the wrong place. They need to look into the book.
Amen.
But even if they look into the book, they won't understand it. Because they have not received him for who he is.
Ooh,
they think he's still in the tomb. They're down there looking for blood samples and all that stuff. Right?
Come on now.
You got to get to know him to understand who he is. I know he's my Savior. You know he's your Savior. I know he's my healer because he done proved himself to me by healing me. He healed my back, glory to God. When I couldn't walk, I could drag the leg, and my wife come downstairs to get help me up and take me to the emergency room, glory to God. But I wasn't worried about a thing. Now, she might have been a little worried, glory to God, because she didn't know what was going on. I didn't worry about what was going on, glory to God. I just knew Jesus, that he would save me, deliver me, and set me free. So I focused on the one who can do something, glory to God, not the emergency room. I focused on Jesus, and Jesus healed my back, and that's been over 20 some odd years ago, and I'm still healed, glory to God. I'm not being healed, I'm still healed. That's one completion that I'm in, glory to God. And God put us in different completions every day. He completes this, he completes that in our life. He makes us stronger. As we lift them up, glory to God, he gives us more faith. He don't give us more faith, but we have more faith in him because he changed things in our life, and he helps us along the way. Come on, give it some praise. But you got to get to know him. That God, the revealed God, the Father. Jesus our Lord, the salvation of Jehovah. The owner or the ownership, the authority. That divine power, the power of God, which is of his nature, both of which proceed from him. That life only comes from God.
Yes.
That Zoe life, that the Greek word for it is Zoe. That Zoe life, life in all its manifestation. That means his nature and his character. From the life of God down to the lowest vegetable, it's the life in activity. I like that because we are not dead, but we are alive. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm active. That ain't got nothing to do with age when it comes to that. That's physical, glory to God. But I'm talking spiritual. I'm active in the life of God, glory to God. I'm not on death row no longer. You're not on death row no longer, glory to God. You have activity in God. You have that Zoe life that came down from God unto the lowest vegetable, glory to God. You have that Zoe life, glory, that laid down last night and got up this morning. That came into the house of God to glorify his name because he gave you that Zoe life. That's the life I'm talking about. And that life is the gift of God. Glory to God. Man didn't give it to you. I'm not talking about the gift that man know about that comes in a box with a ribbon around it. Glory to God. But I'm talking about the gift that was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Glory to God. He didn't have any place to stay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they made a way where there seemed to be no way. That's the gift talking about, and that's the gift we got today. Come on and get God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody stand.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord.
It's supposed to be men's day. Seems like we ought to declare Women's Day every day.
Hallelujah.
Where them men at, boy, I'm telling you. I'm the one that God got to crack their heads, put them in that last situation, and he can talk to them. ask everyone to come down front and take the neighbor by the hand. We're going to touch and agree in prayer.